Hi, this is Trevor Settman, founder of the Story Project Diverse Voices and associate professor of communication here at the Community College of Baltimore County. Support for this project comes from the National Communication Association, the Community College of Baltimore County, and the Mellon Foundation, all proud sponsors of the Story Project Diverse Voices, a student faculty mentoring program leading to a podcast production of students' stories of diversity.
Growing up as a kid in Baltimore, we had a local recreational center with programs available, such as the Police Athletic League, aka PAL. The PAL Center was open after school and on Saturday during the daytime. Here, we engaged in various sports activities, arts and crafts activities, science experiments, games, field trips, dance, and more. I remember learning the real rules of soccer and winning big prizes such as Game Boys, bikes, and Nintendo 64s for whoever makes the most goals that season. It kept us busy. It kept us off the streets. It kept us learning new things. It kept us as kids. In my opinion, kids today don't know how to be kids because technology has taken over and they feel the need to be entertained at all times. Sometimes that means going into these glorified streets and getting in trouble, all because of sheer boredom. I remember when they slowly started shutting down the community centers in my neighborhood. Rather than having something fun to do on weekends and summers, we were frantically searching for ways to occupy our time. This made us more likely to be little menaces ourselves. What's up, everybody? My name is Randy Mott, and I'm a student here at CCBC. This is my story. My friends and I began stealing as a sport. We didn't really need or want the things we were stealing. It was just to see who could do it the best. But one day, the game took a turn when my friend Meat's mother's friend was in the convenience store at the same time as we were and bringing a lot of attention to us by asking him a lot of questions, very loudly. One of the workers saw that he had been stuffing things in his pocket and began yelling for us to put the stuff back. I ran immediately out the door with Meat in tow. Instead of going straight home, we went and sat on the playground behind our houses and ate our snacks like nothing ever happened. About a half hour later, we decided to walk around front to my porch, and the police was waiting for us at my house. One of the responding officers remembered us from the PAL Center and knew that we weren't really that tight and let us off easy by only saying that we had to pay for the items and that we weren't allowed back in the store. I believe that shutting down community centers changed the course of the youth in Baltimore City, and I'm glad that some community center programs still exist. Currently, I volunteer at For My Kids Community Center. Here, I am the lead aftercare specialist for BroCode Aftercare. Since volunteering at the community center and being able to watch the kids implement the lessons and activities they've learned, it showed me the type of positive influence, impact, and guidance that is sorely needed and helpful. For instance, one random afternoon, the other volunteers and I decided to turn a simple review lesson about Barack Obama into a spelling game. Be mindful that our students' age ranges from 3 to 11 years old, but this day, we had our 6-year-olds to 9-year-olds in class. We started by offering what-so-else bucks, play money for real prizes, as a reward for spelling random words correctly. I upped the stakes by saying, whoever finds and spells the word legacy correctly will get $15 in what-so-else bucks. And the kids took off in all different directions. 25 minutes later, one of our oldest boys, Bryson, walks up to me and starts patting me down. I mean, full-fledged overview of every word on any article of clothing I had on. Then, our other oldest boy, Kendall, went up to another volunteer, Mr. Terrell, doing the same exact thing to him and found and spelled the word legacy loud as day, excited because he knew he had a big prize coming at the end of the week. Of course, other kids were upset. Feelings hurt, felt cheated, especially Bryson. However, even in a fun, made-up, random activity came an opportunity to further teach and guide our young people on sportsmanship, being happy for others, even if they lose, and how to see things from a different perspective. For Bryson, I sat him down and showed him that if it wasn't for him having the idea to check my clothing, Kendall might not have had the opportunity or thought at that moment to do the same to Mr. Terrell. Great idea, wrong person, but you are the reason the word was found to begin with, because you were the person to think outside of the box and actually listen to the hints and clues that were given, I said to Bryson. I know, Miss Randy, but it's not fair, said Bryson. I know, boy, but do you realize you are the hero in this story? You helped someone win, yes. But you followed directions, you listened, and by being the leader that you are, you found the answer. You just had the wrong person, buddy. So there's no need to be upset. Without you, no one would have won. So who's really the winner? He is. He got the money, Bryson yelled. He may have won the prize, but you solved the riddle. Crickets. He likes riddles and solving problems, so I showed him how he did that in real life, and it calmed him down. But literally, a week later, he randomly tells me the type of legacy he'd like to have. Mission complete.
What role does your community service work play in your life here at CCBC?
My community service work has helped me engage more with students and faculty from CCBC that have different walks of life, different personalities, as well as being aware of the educational level a person is at, as opposed to where society believes they should be. Within other areas of my life, my patience has improved, being able to understand from all different points of view while accepting the difference, and communication has become the most important moral compass that has tested me in several ways. So if you're out there listening to the sound of my voice, I just want to tell you one thing. Never give up. Never quit. No matter how long it takes you to do something, never stop. Because the reason you stop is also the reason you need to keep going, which is the passion, which is the drive, and which is the focus that you will need and that you will always have in any career passion of yours. So if you're here at CCBC and you're trying to gain a career, never quit.